They'll teach you history, yeah. But they'll teach you
what
they'll
what
teach
they
you,
want you to yeah. think.
What they want you to think is,
and none of it has ever been true.
Shay E-Ray, Shay the Hood Good Guy here. I have a rant. And once again, bear with me. Still doing this thing. Very raw, straight to my phone on Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to my people. Shout out to everybody and what everyone has been going through with this rampant series, barrage, combination of Mike Tyson cataclysmic blows to the black community. That have also been somewhat of a blessing in disguise. Far, far too late. But still we're here. So because of Breonna Taylor and the work that I know Sean King and Lee Merritt, Grassroots Law, and I'm sure many other people who were involved whose names I do not know, Kentucky passed the Breonna Taylor Law, which now bans no-knock warrants, which I can guarantee you almost only affects black people. So they can no longer do a no-knock warrant, at least in Kentucky. Where was she? In Louisville. Several cities have banned the chokehold. Also awesome. Which, once again, the only people worried about that is us. Our people. I would say that it has gone a long way to expose, several things have gone a long way to expose. I always cling to one particular benchmark moment to me that exposed very briefly the skirt of the United States of America was blown up and you got to see what was under their skirt. And that one pinnacle moment for me, at least, just for me, was when Lee Atwater got caught on tape explaining the campaign strategy for Ronald Reagan that he was employing, that he went on to employ for two more terms and then also for Bush Sr., which basically was screw the fucking blacks. Ooh, I shouldn't be cursing. My niece told me not to curse. I'm sorry. That was one. Now, the second one, which just really recently happened, was when Amy Cooper, because all of this time, white privilege is a myth. White privilege doesn't exist. I don't believe it. All the talking heads were saying it. All the right wingers were saying it. You probably know some people who said it straight to your face. White privilege doesn't exist. And prove it. Well, to me, whether anyone else accepts it or not, some people don't even accept Lee Atwater. They say he was a rhino. They give all kinds of ridiculous excuses. But to me, you cannot defend that. Once it's out there, you can't defend it. Because that's what happened. That's what he did. Amy Cooper in Central Park, what she did, and I cannot remember the gentleman's name. I know his last name was also Cooper. When she said to him, I will, looked him dead in the face and was sober. She clung to that thing like it was mace in her purse. And she said, I will call the police and I will tell them that an African-American man is threatening me. She could have said, she could have been a misandrist. She could have hated men and just said, I'm going to call the cops and tell them a man is threatening me. I'm going to call the cops and tell them someone is threatening me. She used his race. She weaponized it against him because she knows that our race in this country is vulnerable to attack specifically by the police. She knew it. She grabbed on to the white privilege. That if you would have asked her at any other time if white privilege exists, she would have definitely told you absolutely not. I am certain of it. So those are the two things, and I think another blessing that has come out of it for, you know, is just that we have another foothold, even for your own peace of mind. And nobody can ever tell you that one, race, systemic racism doesn't exist, and two, that white privilege doesn't exist. Because those two things between Lee Atwater and Amy Cooper, who are, what, some 30, 40 years apart, definitely prove it. And there are other things that prove it, too, obviously, in the interim. But those two things cannot be denied simply because they said them so explicitly. I can't think off the top of my head of anything else that has happened. But I know now the reason why I'm even doing this, and this is a rant, warning, a rant. This is a Shay Good Guy rant. And I'm hoping this works because I wrote it down and I have to switch apps here for a moment in order for it to work. See, but sometimes when I switch my Anchor app, it turns off on me. Oh, it looks like it didn't. All right, so it's going to work. So this is my rant. I actually put this on Twitter, and then I took it down because, gosh, man, you know, you write stuff on Twitter. If you make any typos, you can't go back and correct them, and then that irks me. And I know people are really hyper-vigilant when it comes to typos and things like that. So here's my rant. I'm going to try to make it short. It's very late, and I'm cooking very late, and I ain't got time for this. But I'm making time. Because it must be said. So what set me off, once again, and I think the first time that I ever did a rant, what set me off was Thomas Sowell. So this time, it is his protege, a man that I cannot stand, Larry Elder. And he put up he took a screenshot of a YouTube video that he watched, that was there to prove that black people don't have to fear white people, and certainly not cops. Black people actually have to fear other black people, and white people have more reason to fear black people. Because in their little YouTube video, which I cannot remember the name of the video, maybe I'll link it in here if anyone really wants to look at it. It's also on my Instagram. I posted a tiny rant on my Instagram. So basically it gives some FBI data on how many white people are killed by blacks per year, how many black people are killed by whites per year, and how many black people are killed by black people per year. And of course, when you do the math, those statistics are just ridiculous. And it's like 1 in 800,000 white men kills a black man per year. And I think it was like 1 in 15,000 black men kill other black men in a year. And I cannot remember the other statistic. I don't want to lie. I think it was like 40,000 or something like that. Maybe smaller. Kill white people per year. And they're saying that to say, yes, and they've been saying that. I did another podcast episode on this, and I cannot remember the name of the episode right now or the number, but it was one where I sort of played clips of Ben Shapiro, and I played clips of Larry Elder, I played clips of Sheriff David Clark, things that they were saying, and the point of it was really, I think the episode is There's an App for Black, and it was really about how they're going to, all of this racism that we see in policing is just going to be applied to algorithms when they start doing the big data policing, you know, and they're going to have an actual app that tells them where crime is. It's sort of a pre-crime, basically, is exactly what it is. And I covered that in that episode. And so the narrative is right now that black people being 13% of the population commit 54% of the crime. Now, I have data, and I'm working on another podcast where we're going to address that number. But before, I don't even want to go there because a lot of people don't want to bother to read studies. They don't want to bother to sit through a podcast with me where I go over studies, which I have done. There's a much more simple way to even consider what they're selling us, especially when you consider how often it is spoken. It's said all the time. Black people with 13% of the population commit 50% of the crime. Black people with 13% of the crime. And the idea is, and Harry Hoke said it, he's also in a clip in one of my podcasts. He said it on an interview on, I think, CNN with Mark Lamont Hill, where he says black people are more violent. They're prone to violence. So without any further ado, here is my rant. And I'm going to read it. I'm going to try to read it just as I wrote it. Does anyone at all grasp the utter ridiculous idiomoronocracy of shutting data Now, mind you, this data that they're getting, every time they give you FBI data, it's not FBI data. It is police data. The police themselves aggregate this data, and then the FBI collects it. The FBI does not do any independent study or collection of data on their own. And they shove this data down our throat in America. America, of all places, with 2.5 centuries of an unbroken legacy of police violence against us, including white men. Against, you know, white men against us. And this is important. This is the most important part. It's 2.5 centuries of an unbroken legacy. That's 250 years of an unbroken legacy of police and white men brutalizing us and lying about it. Absolutely going hard, denying it to the nth about what they're doing to us. Okay? Let's begin there. And so even now, they're focusing hard on the statistical insignificance of police shooting unarmed black men. That's what they keep going to. Oh, you don't understand. Police shootings don't even happen that often. And the ones who get shot the most are not black people. They're white people. Meanwhile, so they're focusing on that. But meanwhile, what they continue to ignore is the overwhelming and indisputable evidence of the staggeringly disproportionate race-based police use of force. This now is every time they read a study, for example, I don't know if you remember, and I did this on my podcast as well, Ben Shapiro and Dana Loesch are talking to each other about, you know, a new study that came out that proves that actually there is no problem with cops shooting unarmed black men. Actually, it's actually white men that get shot more. And they reference a study by Dr. Roland G. Fryer Jr. out of Harvard. Okay? I don't know where the hell this boy is now. I wish he would come out and discuss his own study, but yeah, we haven't seen him. And they pull out of that study, that's what they pull out of the one thing, the one idea that they pull out of that study is that he comes to the conclusion that actually white men get shot 20% more than black men in police-involved shootings. Okay? Now, that aspect of it must be 10% of the study. Because you know what the other 80% of that study is about? It's about the indisputable, the unarguable, proven fact in the study. I mean, the study the one thing has managed to lock down is that black and brown people, that's black and Hispanic men, are 7 times more likely to be victims of police brutality than their white counterparts, listen closely, for the same behavior. So a cop is 7 times more likely to bust your head, slam you to the concrete, punch you in the face, mace you for the exact same behavior as a white person. I think it was twice. I think I said 7 times, but I think it's actually twice. 2 to 3 times more likely. Okay, so they're ignoring that. Okay, why are they ignoring that? Okay, because it's a cover-up. And I want everybody to remember, this is what the whole rant is about, is the legacy of cover-ups when it comes to how they treat black people in America. And it's not just Jim Bob down the street that's covering it up with his friend Roddy. It goes all the way up, just as we saw with Ahmaud Arbery, to DAs, sheriffs, people you know, in some cases, all the way up to the presidency. So here it is. The import of crack cocaine into the inner city black neighborhoods was a conspiracy and a cover-up that lasted for 2 decades, destroyed millions of lives, and they covered it up, and they lied about it, and they continue to lie about it to this day, and it involved the CIA, the DEA, and the President of the United States. And no one believed it until Gary Webb reported on it and wrote a book called The Dark Alliance, which you should absolutely read if you can get your hands on it. It is a must-read, and they still continue to deny it to this day, even though they have whistleblower cops and whistleblower CIA agents who will come out and tell you, and have done, that the United States and the police were selling crack cocaine in inner-city neighborhoods, and that's where we get the crack epidemic, and they covered it up. They lied about it. Anytime you mention something about it, they would say, that's just black people. Why are they taking the drugs anyway? Oh, say no to drugs. Knowing what they were doing, Reagan pulled that drugs into this country, knowing what he was doing, and he started a war on drugs right then and had freaking Nancy Reagan going into L.A. hoods with tanks knocking down homes. Okay? The next one, the Tuskegee experiment, was a government cover-up along with, in tandem with, the CDC. The Center for Disease Control, that lasted for half a century, almost half a century, 40 years, they covered it up. All kinds of people tried to blow the whistle on that, and they kept ignoring them. People wrote letters, they would push them aside, they would push them away, until finally, it was exposed by the New York Times, who I think received a letter from some other group that did it in a smaller newspaper. And it was published in the New York Times. And then finally, after 40 years, they did an investigation into what was happening with the Tuskegee experiment. And to come to find out, they were infecting black people, exclusively black people. They didn't include anybody else. If anyone wants to think it's not racial, they only infected black people with syphilis and refused to give them a cure so they could watch them die for 40 years. And they covered it up. COINTELPRO, a 15-year-long FBI cover-up. So when they give you FBI data, just remember that the FBI was spying on black organizations, others included, but definitely black organizations. They were discrediting them. They were charging them with bogus crimes. They were planting evidence on them. They were falsifying documents. They were perjuring themselves in court, and they were murdering people. The FBI, and these are innocent, law-abiding citizens that they were doing this to. You let somebody else tell it, they'll tell you that, no, the Black Panther Party was a terrorist organization and they were a bunch of criminals. They did break down into a bunch of criminals eventually after COINTELPRO and FBI agents infiltrated them and caused all kinds of strife and infighting to happen using military tactics, you murdering people and planting evidence on people and getting innocent people arrested. Then it degraded down into what they're saying. But before that, it was exclusively a civil rights organization for the protection and advancement of black people, which they did not want, and they covered it up. They murdered Fred Hampton, and they covered it up. They murdered and maligned hundreds of people. The FBI, okay? Now, am I missing? Okay, I guess that's my rant. Right? Now, think about this. They were about to cover up Ahmaud Arbery. They were about to do it. We all know that we didn't receive the video. The world didn't see that video until 2 months later. And by that time, but for as far as they were concerned, that situation was over. They told the mother that Ahmaud Arbery was caught breaking into a home and was shot. And that was that. And the whole thing was a lie. They had not one DEA, but two DEAs cover it up. The government, law enforcement, they covered it up. They were lying about it. Another one I have covered extensively on my podcast, and that is the situation with Michael Burch and the captain at the time, Constantine Sarkis, covering up, and you can watch a documentary on that. It's called Crime Plus Punishment or Crime and Punishment, where 12 NYPD police officers were suing the New York Police Department and the commissioner at that time, Bill Bratton, for using an illegal quota system. And Constantine Sarkis is caught on tape admonishing Michael Burch, Officer Michael Burch, for not targeting black boys between the ages of 15 and 21, even after Michael Burch told him he simply did not see them committing crimes, and he told him that he had to go after them anyway. And when Sarkis was deposed about that, he made up all kinds of lies. Bill Bratton protected him, and they all said that none of these things were happening. It was a police cover-up that went all the way up to the commissioner and all the way up to the mayor. A cover-up. They were lying about it. And they were using their arrest data, these false arrests, these quota systems, to put back into their data that goes up to the FBI so they can continue to say that black men commit more crime. They were creating the situation they needed to go ahead and continue to arrest black men and doing it with a fervor. It was a lie. Now, I want you to ask yourself, when in the 250-year history of this country have black men not been depicted as violent and wayward? I'll wait. Because it has never happened. Because they used the Bible, they use pseudoscience, and they use false philosophy throughout all the centuries of this, the history of this country and the West. And when we have cried out for equality, when have we cried out for equality and not been mocked or silenced? When? Go back through your history. If you are a black conservative, go back through American history and you tell me, and don't pick out one or two people. Don't pick out one group of people. You go over the entire population and you tell me when the average black person was not depicted, or black people as a group were not depicted as violent or wayward using some measurement, some tool. Now it's big data. We've done the study. Before that, it was their pseudoscience. Oh, well, he's a prominent scientist. Thomas Jefferson had, everyone was weighing in on the physiological and the behavior of the black man. And he really comes from an ape. Come to find out, you're the ones that come from an ape. And he's really doesn't feel any pain. He's lascivious. He's crazy. He's mad. When? Just tell me when. Find that and please answer this podcast or however you do it. Right? And if they're not mocking us, like they mocked King, the people right now, they're using King. Hey, why don't you protest like King? Okay? Why the hell did King have to protest in the first place? Why don't you answer that? And what did you do to King? The FBI was mocking him, was writing him letters telling him he should kill himself. That's what they were doing to King back then, calling him a race baiter. He thinks he's the Messiah. That's what they were telling King. That's what they were saying about King. He was the most hated man in America until the day he died. Okay? Now, they want to hit you with this idea that it's actually white men that are being, unarmed white men, in fact, that are being gunned down by cops more than black men. And the only thing I ask is, if this is so, if white men are being disproportionately gunned down by police, even more than black men and boys and young girls and women, please post the videos. White people love to get on a trend. They love to subvert a black protest or a black hashtag. They got Blue Lives Matter. They got All Lives Matter. We got the I Stand With Cap. Then they would do I Stand With Whoever the hell. Okay? So instead of doing all of that, do this thing where you post the time when an officer, I don't care what race they were, there's this rash of them killing unarmed white people. I know I've seen some, but you show me it happening back to back to back the way that we have to do it is being done to us this day, where I flip on my YouTube and I see Sandra Bland's mother at the funeral for George Floyd with George Floyd's mother and I think Breonna Taylor's mother and the guy in Texas, man, Botham. All of those mothers were at the same funeral for George Floyd. You show me that. You show me where these white boys are being gunned down by cops, unarmed, not doing anything, minding their own business for the most part, and they get shot the up. Please show me that. Validate. Since you have this data, I want you to validate that data because you know what? You know what? When black people were complaining for centuries about what you were doing to us, for example, the closest example is Trayvon and Mike Brown. Well, there's no footage. There's no footage. All before even Rodney King. Well, we never know what really happened. And even when we did show the footage, even when they did have Rodney King, well, what did he do? What did he do? Okay? So if you have data, just this plain, cold, data that's just sitting there. I want to see a verification for that data. I want to see the footage. You prove to me, you verify your data and show me that white boys are being gunned down at the rate that you say that they are. And until then, there is no way that black people should accept that the country who has systematically abused and brutalized us with contemptuous impunity forever has suddenly become the victims of the most historically sick, undereducated, most incarcerated, most impoverished population in the U.S. If you show me that, how can we believe it? So this thing that they're doing now with 15% of the population, black people being 13% of the population being 13% of crime, I don't believe it. This whole thing where we're not being shot more than white boys, I don't believe it. I think it's yet another cover-up. As they have been doing, and suddenly now they're not. Suddenly now they're on the up and up. Suddenly, all of a sudden, they're not racist anymore. All of a sudden, their government officials and their law enforcement has become stand-up guys. When they have been nothing but chronic criminals and brutal and liars and hypocrites. So for you guys out there, do not accept their chronic lies. Continue to do your research. Continue to do your research because there are things that they happen to leave out. They'll tell you that we're 13% of the population, but we commit 15% of the crime. But they won't tell you that we're also 50% of exonerations. They won't tell you that we make up the majority of wrongful convictions. They won't tell you that. They won't tell you that when we are the murderers, half the time we're innocent. When we're convicted of murder, out of all races, we're the most likely to be found innocent of that murder, and even more likely to be found innocent of the murder of a white person. I didn't make that up. That comes from the registry, the National Registry of Exonerations, which is done out of, I want to say, the University of Michigan, the University of California at Berkeley, as well as Irvine. You can look it up. You can Google it for yourself. They are lying. They are skewing the numbers. They are making things up. And all of this data, once again, is collected by the very people who they send out hire to do it to us in the first place. And while we're out here defunding cops, just remember that it's prosecutors and judges too. It doesn't stop there. That's what makes it a racist system. So we can't just defund the police. We have to attack, not physically now, we have to, where they're at, we have to get them where it hurts, which is in their jobs, in their positions of power, where they are screwing us. In the judicial system. And they're feeding us to the machine. So if they don't gun us down when they catch us, then they run us through the court system. We are 60% of plea deals, while white people are 60% of trials. Ask yourself why. Those are the things they don't say. They don't tell you that we're twice to five times as likely to get a higher sentence than a white boy for the same crime. They don't tell you that. They just tell you that we commit the most crime. Well, guess who's committing the most crime? They are. And that's all I gotta say. I did a whole half hour. Peace. Thanks for listening. Shay, good guy. You know my Instagram, Twitter. Hook me up. Hit me up. Donate if you can. Patreon, beingblackonearth.com. Patreon.com, beingblackonearth. You can go Anchor. You can donate there. You see my Twitter. I'm actually Shay E right now on Twitter. It's double S-E underscore I-R-E. I'm still on Instagram. I think I'm also a shot good guy on there. I can't remember now. Now I'm at a loss. And you can also email me, beingblackonearth. No, I'm sorry. blackbeing@inorbit.com. Peace, guys. Thanks for listening. For those who do, Appreciate it. The next episode, I'm going to try to, all that data that I just spread it out at the end there, I'm going to put it down into a nice little script, and I'll give it to you with all the links and references so you can see it for yourself and you don't have to continue to accept the lies of these people who hate us. Peace. Man, I'm just out here being...
Yeah.
I'm sure they would have done something
I'm being black.
Beautiful with that.
Everything just
how they would have done
everything that it means to be black.